All right, 1380 WPHM. Time for doing your homework with Chip Mortimer from Mortimer Lumber. Chip, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. And welcome to Doing Your Homework. I'm your host, Chip Mortimer. And this morning, we're going to talk about vinyl siding. And, you know, the vinyl siding's really come a long way since, you know, I'm not going to date myself, but I'm in my mid-60s. And when it first came out, it was kind of a white and gray and not many colors and not many styles and that. And we have the good fortune of having Norm Fleming from Stylecrest that I'm going to introduce here in just a minute. And we'll try to give you some good tips on what to pick in vinyl siding and what's new, what's hot in the market, what colors, because, boy, that's all changed. And so without further waiting, and by the way, I just want to mention also that if you have any questions or comments, we can be reached at radio@mortimerlumber.com or at WPHM.net. So with that, let me welcome Norm Fleming from Stylecrest to Doing Your Homework. Good morning, Norm.
Good morning, Chip. Good morning, listeners. It's great to be here. I've known Chip Mortimer and his family for well over 35 years. I started in the industry as a sales rep in 1987 with a company called Grand Rapids Sash and Door. It was a family-owned business of Anderson Window Distribution. I called on Mortimer's. I had the pleasure of working with Chip Mortimer, his father Franklin and grandfather Floyd. They were my largest customer. I called on them every week. I'm really glad to see Chip carrying on the tradition. Mortimer Lumber has a great reputation for doing things right. So I'm glad to be back a part of Mortimer Lumber.
Well, thank you, Norm. That's a lot of very nice accolades. So let's talk about vinyl siding and Stylecrest. Maybe give us a little information on, you know, as a homeowner, maybe someone has bought a house and they want to reside the house, or, you know, possibility that it could be new construction, but probably more often than not might be a remodel. And so tell us, tell the audience here today, well, what are the steps? I mean, color choice or what kind of styles? Or just touch base with us.
Tons and tons of choices now. Back when Mortimer Lumber started selling vinyl siding, you had probably 7 or 8 choices of colors. You had tan, white, some clay, maybe a light gray. But now the colors, we've got the company I work for, let me just introduce them. Stylecrest is a family-owned business in Fremont, Ohio. The family is very blue-collar, very involved in the business. Second generation, Brian Kern, is now the CEO. He wants to make his mark. We've had great growth the last few years, but we are a vinyl siding manufacturer in Fremont, Ohio, but we're a unique business model because we also distribute our own product. So most vinyl siding manufacturers will make product, sell it to somebody else that would sell it to a lumber yard and sell it to you. So Mortimer Lumber is buying direct from the manufacturer, so their pricing's good. And they also have a great staff there that I really enjoy working with.
So, Norm, tell me, if someone wants to take a look at, you know, some of the product, they can come to Mortimer Lumber. But maybe describe to our audience, you know, people have this vision of vinyl siding that it's just this horizontal siding on your house. But today you can get kind of like a wood shake type, you know, profile, or can't you get, like, let's say it looks like scallops, and I don't know if I'm
you're exactly right.
So maybe describe to the audience today, you know, some of the different features in vinyl siding other than your basic vinyl, but what are some of the different add-ons that you can kind of dress up the house a little bit?
That's a great idea, Chip, and I would say just about every home that we sell now, whether it's remodeling or new construction, you're going to have some type of accent product in the gable ends, maybe above the garage door, maybe around the front entrance. But it's not just a cookie-cutter approach. We've got so many options. You've got vertical siding. Shakes have become a huge demand. Just about 25% of the homes that we provide for have shakes in the gables, some of them a substantial amount.
So, Norm, we're going to move on, but I just want one last comment. I think, would you agree, or is this a fair statement to say that if somebody is driving by and kind of the curbside of appeal, that if they look at a house that's been recently resided and has some of these feature benefits on the gables, that they'd be hard pressed. Is it wood or is it vinyl siding?
You're exactly right, and the dark colors make that possible. One other quick note: when you reside your house with vinyl siding, it's been shown by multiple studies that you'll get your money back, $3 out of $4 back when you sell that house. So, very good investment to clean and dress up the house.
Oh, that's great. Let's talk about, you know, we've got our audience here, and some people can tackle projects, and other people may have to hire it out and get some bids. But as far as the application of vinyl siding, is it something, obviously, it's not a one-person job. It's going to take two people to put vinyl siding up. But, you know, when whether somebody is putting it up themselves or they hire a professional, talk to our audience today about how important it is about nailing, and if the nails shouldn't be too tight or too loose, or that the vinyl is going to expand and contract, and just give the audience a little background on what to either whether they do it themselves or whether they hire it out. But what should they expect or look for? Or question.
Great question. I'll start out by saying the people at Mortimer Lumber are very knowledgeable and can help you locally here. Also, I live in mid-Michigan. I cover the state of Michigan and Indiana. I come through Mortimer's at least monthly. I could absolutely help. But I did want to share with you a website that the Vinyl Siding Institute is. It's a third-party certification that makes sure that vinyl siding manufacturers and installers are doing things right. A lot of great tips on there. www.vinylsiding.org. It's just a good place to start and get your project going. But it's not terribly difficult to install vinyl siding. If you pay someone to do it for you, it's probably going to cost more than the price of the material itself, especially if you were to hire a remodeler that does advertising on TV and that sort of way.
Okay, Norm, another question I think the audience would like to know. Talk to us a little bit about, A, the warranty of the vinyl siding, and B, what about, you talked about the darker colors. So should someone be concerned about a fading issue down the road if it's on, you know, either a southern or western exposure and there's a lot of sun? So I guess there's actually two questions. How is the warranty, and B, should someone be concerned about a fading problem?
So 10 years ago, yes, fading was a significant issue. We've come light years in technology in the last 10 years. The brand that Mortimer Lumber sells is called Homex Siding, made by Stylecrest. It has a lifetime warranty to the original owner against fading, manufacturing defects, and we also have a hail damage warranty. So it's in writing that you get a certificate when you do your home that we guarantee that it will not fade beyond a reasonable amount, and there's ways to measure that. But defects and also hail damage, we have that in writing.
Okay. Thank you, Norm. Maybe talk a little bit. There's some different components, not just the vinyl siding, but there's what, like a starter strip, and what about the corner trim or J-channel, and just tell us just briefly.
Yeah, so there's not a lot of moving parts in vinyl siding installation. The important thing is you start at the bottom, you put your starter strip up, and that's how you start is how you finish, we like to say. You want to make sure that you have a level starting strip. You've got corner pieces, outside corners, inside corners. And one of the main components is J-channel. That's the little trim that goes around all the windows and doors. And it's real easy to put up, real easy to work with. One of the main components, though, about installing vinyl siding, it's absolutely critical. You cannot over-nail it. You do not want to nail it so tight that it can't move. Every single piece of vinyl siding should move freely side to side after it's been nailed on the wall. That's super critical.
Okay, Norm, just to briefly mention, I know we as Mortimer Lumber try to align ourselves with good vendors and suppliers, and Stylecrest is one of those. But maybe just kind of just as a wrap, tell the audience the amount of inventory or colors that when Mortimer Lumber is going to order a product, it should be shipped clean as a special order, or we do stock have stocking colors. So maybe just quickly describe that Stylecrest has the backing and plenty of inventory.
We do. We have a $6 million inventory in Fremont, Ohio. Mortimer's has several colors in inventory. We stock 30 different colors. We deliver twice a week from April until Thanksgiving to Mortimer Lumber. So you'll get your product when you want it, when you need it, at the right price.
Okay, great, Norm. Well, thank you, audience, for listening today. And happy that you stopped into listening to Doing Your Homework with I'm your host, Chip Mortimer, and please stop by Mortimer Lumber at 2307 Lapeer Avenue and ask any of our sales associates about StyleCrest vinyl siding.